Welcome to our fifth week here in our Summer Mixtape series. And man, if you're here for the first time, just want to welcome you. This series is literally just all about what God is placing on our hearts for the month of June, and then also for the month of July, which we are in. Hard to believe, July 4th. Hopefully you had a great July 4th week, everybody, and had some maybe a little extra time off work. I don't know if some of you did, some of you may have had to work, but nonetheless, hope it was good for you. Before we get into the message this morning, I want to ask you to do something. I want to ask you to go ahead and pull out your message notes. And on, just find some margin on there somewhere and just write this down for me if you would. And that is just pray for serve day. Pray for serve day. This Saturday is our serve day. We do, man, just once a year where we come together as a church and we do a ton of different projects all across the city of Fort Wayne. It is one of the most amazing times as the church that we get to do. We have a lot of outreach stuff that happens through the week. But we take one time a year and designate this. And so this year we also will be joined by another church in our city that are partnering with us, which I think is great. Shared that with you last week. So let's be praying for that. And let's be praying as we are the hands and feet of Jesus that we go impact Fort Wayne for the glory of God. Amen, everybody? And so through all the different projects, and I know from the other church, just great response, and they're excited to come and be a part of what God is doing with us here, and it's an honor for us. And then after we're done, again, we've got a ton of different projects, and we've got something that will fit everybody's just needs, and our team is out there today underneath the tent outside the doors, so you can get signed up. Any questions that you have, they can answer for you. And so you'll get a free t-shirt that day. And so, again, a lot of different projects, a lot of different ways that we're going to reach Fort Wayne. And I'm excited about that and different ways that we'll be able to touch our city for Jesus. And so I just want to encourage you to do that. Then also within that, we have after, we'll serve about 2 hours worth, and then we will come back, and then we are going to have a big old cookout, everybody. And so it's going to be fun, good food, bounce houses for the kids, so you won't want to miss it. Make sure your kids are there as well. Serving with you, I can't think of a better opportunity to teach our kids. And so I know for Beth and I, we're excited to have our kids a part of this day, so it's going to be awesome. One other thing I want to let you know of, and honestly, sometimes when we do multiple services, I don't always remember, I guess you should say, to make sure that both services know some of the, just the little things that are happening that I think you need to know. And so one of those things is last June, the second weekend of June, and also today this is happening, but we are just honored and blessed to any time that we get to invest into other local churches. And so in the first part of June, we had senior pastors from a church called Lifted Church in Richmond, Indiana, that joined us just to be refreshed. How many know it's important for pastors to be refreshed? Amen, everybody. And for them to be refreshed, and then for us just to pour into. And so I always tell them, man, you can come and learn what we do good at, but you also can come and learn what we need to get better at. And so so we had that happen. And it's also happening today in our second service. Pastor friends of mine, Pastor Chad and Katie Lunsford, they are pastoring, launching a church on the west side of Indianapolis. They'll be with us in second service. And I just think it's cool for you to know what's happening, that you as a church are making an impact, and that we get the awesome opportunity of investing in other local churches and coaching and just being together in the journey. Because how many know the church united together is a lot better when we're together than we try to do this by ourselves? And so I think if more local churches, we do this together, I think we're going to make a stronger impact for the glory of God. And so they'll be with us. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Y'all ready to get in the message this morning? It says this has been our theme for the last couple of weeks, and we'll be kind of wrapping this kind of part up as we gear up and get ready for serve day. It says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So God has called us to share our story, to be witnesses. Jerusalem represents our city. Everybody say our city. Judea and Samaria represents our nation, and then to take the message into the world, that we are called to take the hope that is in us, the gospel that is in us, and then go make a difference in the world. Not to hide or to be bashful about it, but to be bold about it and share what God has done. Because I believe this, every single one of us in this room today have been affected and empowered in some way, changed by the power of God. And I believe every one of us has some kind of story that we can tell. And so God's saying this, I want you to share that story. I want you to take your story and I want you to share it with the rest of the world. I believe this, that you are never closer to God than you when you are making a difference in the life of another person. I believe there's nothing more fulfilling for you and I than when we get to impact like we do this weekend and go be the hands and feet of Jesus, when we do adopt a block and we do these different kinds of things to make an incredible difference for the kingdom of God. So I've got a few things I'm going to share with you this morning that aren't in your notes, because this is a message that I'm calling just a call to action, because I don't know about you, but I want to be known for not just myself, but our church as a people of action. Not just talk. Come on, somebody. Amen, everybody? And so that we are a people of action. Not just, action and you know, in the sense of just getting about doing things every once in a while, but action in our steps every day, that we become people that are taking those kind of steps in our daily walk with the Lord. And so I think it's so important to understand what vision looks like, what it means. And so if you're note taker, this isn't in your notes, you may want to write this down, but the first kind of thought that I have that for helping us understand vision, because the Bible says that without vision, people perish. So it's important that we have vision. Everybody say vision. It's important that we have vision. So vision without action is merely a dream. It's merely a dream. A lot of times I remember being in the season of having a vision, having a dream of planting a church and it not happening yet, because I mean, know it's for an appointed time. So sometimes that dream, that vision is for an appointed time. Habakkuk talks about that in your Bibles. And then action without vision is just wasting time. So how many know that you can be doing some things, and sometimes this happens, that we start spinning our wheels, but we really don't know what we're trying to accomplish. So it's important, if we're going to have action to our steps, that we understand the vision that we're trying to accomplish. Amen? And then here's the goal, that vision with action can change your life. And not only can it change your life, but it can change the lives of people that you and I both know. So we're going to hang out today in James chapter 2 quite a bit, because my prayer is that we see something maybe that we haven't seen. And again, my hope is for us as a church that we go farther into what God has called us to do than ever before. It says, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing, what good does that really do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, people have faith, others have good deeds, but I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? And I will show you my faith by my good deeds. James is saying faith with no action is dead. And so, again, this is what we're talking about here this morning, is that there would be action to our steps, amen, as we go forward in the things of God. Going on here in James, it says, you can say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you, because even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac to the altar? And you see, his faith, I want you to notice this, his faith, everybody say his faith, and actions worked together. And notice this, it was his actions that made his faith complete. So where there's actions, faith needs to be along with that. It goes on to say, and so it happened just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God. God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Abraham, I think, was such an amazing example of action, because not only did he profess to know God, but there was actions to his steps. One of the things that God spoke to Abraham to do was to sacrifice his one and only son, Isaac. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think I could lay down my son. I don't think that's something I would do. And so, but the Bible says that he actually had a knife over his son ready to kill him. But thank God that he didn't. God intervened, but he proved it. And so I want to show you a few things here this morning of what faith is and what faith isn't. All right, you ready for it? First of all, faith without works is talk with no walk. Talk with no walk. I love this example that Jesus gave us here in Matthew 21. It says, what do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and he went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. And he answered, I will, sir, but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. Now, this is a very simple example of just being a person of action and not being a person of talk. The father was not interested in the lip service or the talk. He was interested in the action. And I'm just telling you, God is interested in when we combine our faith into moving into steps and taking action. We save by grace through faith. So it's not about your salvation. That's free. But God wants us to take the next step and the next step of action in producing good works and to produce good fruit. Amen, everybody? I love what Helen Keller said. She said, I'm only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything. How many know you can't do everything? She said, I can't do everything, but still I can do something. Look at the person next to you and tell them, I can do something. Look at the other person and tell them, I can do something. Each of us can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do something that I can do. And so understanding that faith without works is talk with no walk. Here's the other thing that faith without works is. Jot this down. It's belief with no relationship. James challenged the people we read moments ago in Scripture. He said, some have faith and others have works. He even noted the fact, I don't know if you noticed that even the demons believe in God. Even they understand who God is. But I just want you to know God wants more for us than to just believe that he's real. He wants a relationship that's in movement, that's in motion, that it's not just a Sunday thing, but we're living it out through the week as well. Amen, everybody? And so it says this, Jesus said in Matthew 7, that many will say to me on that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles, and I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. What God wants more than anything else is to know you. It's not about joining a church. It's not about religious things. It's not about how much you can and can't do. Because when God has your heart, he has your life. And that's what God's after. He wants to know you personally. And the greatest thing about coming into a relationship with Jesus is because that's all it's ever been about. And it's all it will ever be about. And that is having a relationship with Jesus. And so the desire of God is for us to be in a place in our life that we are thriving. To be in a place that we're not just sitting back hoping somebody else does it or somebody else makes a difference in our city or some other church makes a difference in our city, but that we take what God has given us to do and the mandate and the call that he's given us to do and realize it's our responsibility as his people and we are called to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. Amen, everybody? And so I think it's so important. And here's the other thing that faith without works is. Faith without works is faith with no action. Acts 26:20 says, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. There's just far more to Christianity than just showing up to church on Sunday. God has called us to live out our relationship with him. That's why I love 1 Corinthians 4:20. I'd love for you to read this with me. And it says this very simple verse, for the kingdom of God, come on, say it with me, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Man, that sounds so good. Let's say it again. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, I was thinking about it a lot, that scripture this week, because man, I don't want to be known for just talk, everybody. No. Man, we've just dreamed of a church that'll be a church of action infiltrating the streets of Fort Wayne and beyond and being a part of the answer and where there's problems. How many know God has an answer? It bothers me when I see on the news that the area that we've adopted, called our adopt-a-block, in the last week and a half has had multiple shootings down there. That may be a place that nobody else wants to show up, but it's a place that God has called us to show up. So, man, I'm kind of freaked out by that. I wouldn't be. Because God has called us to be there, and because of that, we're going to push out darkness and see light come in. And my thought is, if somebody doesn't rise up and do it, who will? And I think we're just beyond the day of just hoping somebody else will. I'm just telling you, we're in urgent times. We're in days that we are numbered. And we don't know how much time that we have on this earth. And I believe we have a God that's coming back sooner than what we think. And that we've got to, and that's not a scary thing, but that's a prepared thing. We got to get prepared. And the Bible says this in Proverbs 3, to never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Such a great reminder. Never tell your neighbors to wait until tomorrow if you can help them today. So that's why we do what we do. It's why we're doing what we're doing this Saturday. It's why we're coming together and serving and making a difference in the streets of our city more than anything else. Yeah, we're going to accomplish great things for people. There's no doubt. There's different projects that are going to be done. At the end of the day, we want people to know that Jesus loves them. At the end of the day, that we want them to know there's hope for their situation, that there's lost and dying people right here in our backyard, and we are a part of the answer. Amen, church? And so I believe that we prove our relationship to God by our actions. I can be married to my beautiful wife, Bethany. I could talk to her every day, tell her I love her, send her spicy texts. But how many know if I never go home and I stay at other places and I never wear my wedding ring and I don't ever help with the kids or get her flowers or take her out on dates, how many know there's not much to prove that our marriage is real? You getting this? And so because I really do love my wife, I want to do all those things. And it should be no different with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we express our love for him by our actions and what we do and making a difference. And so I love this quote. I found this years ago. St. Francis said this, go from here and preach the gospel. Use words if you must. Yeah, if you must use words, use them. But you know, I believe the word love is a verb. I believe it's action. I believe when you love somebody and you love God, there's action to that. Amen, church? And so there's action to it. James 22:24, it says, you see, another example, we're shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God. Look at this, by her what? And when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road, just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. I remember one of the most significant times, I feel like, in my personal time, just growing up in ministry, was my youth pastor, man who just saw something in me. And I'm so glad he did. Because at 15, 16 years of age, he brought me with him and traveled with him to preach and then helped lead in our youth ministry and helped lead worship. But I think the greatest thing that God used him for to teach me was to be a man of action, to show the love of God and to make an impact in the world today. And so we want to be a church of action. We want to be a church that is showing the love of God to our city and making a difference for the glory of God. And you know, I can't force you to do it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to press you to do that. But I just encourage you, there's something on the inside of each and every one of you. Maybe for some of us, it's been untapped and we don't know. But I just believe that God is calling us to a place of action. Not just for once a year on a scale like this, but that's why we do things every week as well and making a difference in our city. Can you say amen? Amen. So I've got some guys that's going to help me out with a little something here. So I want my guys to come up. Would y'all give them a hand as they're coming up this morning? We're going to have a little fun. Y'all ready, aren't you? Yeah, I know they're ready. All right. I want to read a verse this morning in Acts 2. This isn't in your notes. Verse 14. It's Peter stood up, backed up by the 11, spoke out with, I want you to notice this, bold urgency. Because he realized the hour that he was in. Bold urgency. Fellow Jews, all of you who are visiting Jerusalem, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to get this story straight. These people aren't drunk, as some of you suspect. They haven't had time to get drunk. It's only 9 in the morning. This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen in the last days. God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Everybody say, every kind. Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And when the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me. And I was thinking about this because this is exactly what God is wanting to do, is to pour out his spirit on every single one of us. And I was thinking a lot about that day and that maybe that what was happening and Peter talking about this. And, you know, he talked about there's men, they seem drunk, but they're not. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. God's moving in their life. And I like to think what they were seeing is some joy up in the lives of some men. Come on, everybody. And so you just got to use your imagination a little bit. And so I thought this morning, so I was thinking this week, I thought, man, what did that look like? What did that look like? And so I asked these guys to kind of help me kind of what I think that may have looked like in that time. Go ahead, guys. So, let me say this. What if we took that same confidence and boldness and didn't care what the world thought and take it into the world and go make a difference for the glory of God? Amen, everybody? I'm just telling you, who cares? Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I like to think what was taking place in that day was joy. It's some people who found out what their Savior did for them and were just happy about what God was doing and then going making a difference for the kingdom of God. Amen, everybody? Amen. Come on, give them a great big hand as they have a seat. Come on. I choreographed all that for them, worked hard this week. Guys, you did well. You did me well. I'm proud of you. Real good, guys. Real good. Come on, a little earth, wind, and fire. Ain't hurt nobody, all right? So, we're called to take action. Come on, everybody say, we're called to take action. Called to be a church of movement and moving forward. And so, if we're going to understand what action looks like, I want you to see this for what it is. Here's the thing I know. Number one is that action stimulates accountability. I think this is huge. In Ecclesiastes 4, says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. And a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Accountability places, I think, a healthy demand on you and I to grow. So thankful for overseers, relationships in my life who speak and help me in these areas and keep me accountable. I don't just need it. We all need it. Amen, everybody? Proverbs 12:26, it says this, that the righteous, look at this, choose their friends carefully. Listen, you're going to meet people by choice, but you're going to deepen meet people by chance, there it is, and you're going to choose to deepen your relationships by choice. So choose your friends carefully, and the way of the wicked leads them astray. 1 Corinthians 15:33, don't be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. You've probably heard me say this, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. And those voices that are in our life, we've got to be careful of who's speaking into our life. If you follow Christ, you need friends. That man loved Jesus as much as you do. It's going to help make you better and push you forward to the things of God. Not bring you down, but bring you strength, spiritual strength, and tell you the truth. Because I just believe this, when your core is following Christ, when your core is strong, and you're following Jesus, and you have right relationships in your life, your spiritual roots grow deeper. And when your roots grow deeper, your reach grows broader. And so when you're surrounded by right people, you can go into a dark world and let your light shine brighter. But if your core is not made up of Christ and of right people, and you've got wrong voices in your life, your roots are not deep enough for you to be able to reach broader. And that's why sometimes we think we have it all together, and when we don't have that in our life, we go into the world and get our spiritual butts kicked. Because we don't have the strength to be all that God has called us to be when our core is not strong. So I've got this up there. Everybody say, core strong. Core strong. Come on, say it loud. Core strong. Roots deep. Reach wide. I believe Jesus was the perfect example of this. He loved every single person unconditionally, but he didn't treat everybody equally. Here's what I mean by that. He chose 12 disciples. But he spent, if you read your Bibles, you'll notice that he spent most of his time with just three of them. He loved them equally, but he didn't treat them equally. He loved the Pharisees, even though they called out crucify on Friday, but he kept them at an arm's distance. We can't live the right life, everybody, with the wrong people. And that's why you got to be careful of the voices that are feeding in to your life. If your friends are robbing banks and they're high-ranking officials in organized crime, and they're cooking meth in their kitchen and selling it to sixth graders, it's probably time for some new friends, everybody. All right? And here's what I know. I know it's probably not the case for most people, but friends don't let friends walk away from God. That's a real friend. If I haven't seen you in a while, I love you enough to say, man, what's up? What's going on? That's why I love our small groups and what we have. Because if you've got negativity in your life and friends, and they're tempting you to do things that you know that you shouldn't be valuing in your life, I believe it's time to redefine some relationships in Jesus' name. Amen. You need relationships that are going to push you forward to the things of God. Here's the other thing action does is it encourages responsibility. The Bible says this in Ephesians 5, to be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most, look at this, of every opportunity. Because the days are evil. And I would also say, because the days are short. We have a short time, Revelation tells us. But like it or not, you heard Pastor David talk about it last week. We all have influence in our lives. Influence at home, influence in our neighborhoods. You've got to make a difference where you're at, and you have the responsibility of making that difference. And so that's why I'm so thankful for a life-giving church that has opportunities for you and I to jump in and to make an impact for the glory of God. Amen, church? Here's the other thing I know that action does, is action cultivates longevity. How many want to be around for a while? And not just be around for a while, but you want to have fruit to the walk that you have. That's what action does. It cultivates longevity in your life. 2 Timothy says, I've fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Doing things for the Lord sets you and I up for finishing the race well. And I don't know about you, but I want to finish well. And I've just believed, before I really got in the game and really got moving in the things of God, I felt like my life resembled Cedar Point. You ever been to Cedar Point? Man, they're known for the roller coasters. How many roller coaster fans in the house? Yeah, let's go. And so, man, I that's just kind of the way my life was. And here's why it was like that, is because I wasn't focused on a cause. I was always focused on my cause, my life, my will, my things. But what happens is when you get focused on a vision that God gives, and for me in that time, it was the church I was a part of for many years in Columbus. Man, all of a sudden, what I wanted to do didn't seem as big because I wanted to accomplish what God wanted to do in Columbus at that time. And so his will became what I wanted to do. It cultivates longevity. Focusing on God's will do that to your life and getting lost in a cause. And then here's the last thing that I think is so important, that action expands possibility. Action expands possibility. Ephesians 3:20 says this, God can do anything. Amen. Can you say that with me? God can do anything. I just want to remind you that God can do anything. No matter what you're seeing, no matter what's around you, no matter what's happening, God can do anything. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. I love that. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His spirit deeply and gently within us. You know, I was thinking this week, and I wanted to take some time this morning in prayer, because I believe God has been talking to many of us, pushing on some of us, that it's time to begin to step into the very thing that God has placed on your life. For some, maybe this is totally new. For some, Saturday is going to be the first time maybe you've ever done something like this. Say, man, God, Pastor, I've never done anything like this. It's kind of scary. Listen, everybody can do something. Man, grabbing a trash bag, cleaning trash. Come on, grabbing a paintbrush, paint, whatever it is, whatever the project, we can make a difference. But here's the other thing that I felt like God was putting on my heart for us today. The possibilities for God for your life are endless. And there's nothing better than serving him. And here's what we've learned. And I want to remind us that vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision is wasting time. But vision with action can change the world. And here's part of just, I feel like my responsibility this morning is to stir up in Jesus' name inside of you the gifts that are in you, the call of God that is on you, for you to begin to rise up and to take the action that God has placed in your life to do. I'm just telling you, you heard the scripture last week. If you wait for perfect conditions, Ecclesiastes says, you'll never get anything done. I'm just telling you, when we made the choice to come plant this church, it wasn't perfect conditions. Oh, no, we weren't ready. But God saw that we were. And I'm glad that he sees what we can't. And that's what you got to do, is you got to trust the eye in the sky, because he's got a better vantage point than you'll ever have. And so for some of us today, I just feel like, as I was just praying over this week, that God's been speaking to some. For some, we placed things on shelf for a while. It's time. For some of us this fall, we need to start that small group God's been telling you to start. For some, it's time to start that new outreach small group that God's been telling you to start. For some of us, it might be a business that God has called you to start and begin and to take steps. I'm just telling you, now's the time. And when you take a step of faith, I'm telling you, God will always meet you where your faith is at. You'll never be alone. You'll never be by yourself. He is with you. Everybody say, he's with me. You're not by yourself in this. So I want you to stand up this morning, and I want us to read this last verse together, and then I want us just to take a few minutes and to pray. And it's in Daniel chapter 11 and in verse 32. I want you to read this with me. Say this with me. But the people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. Can you read that again? Because y'all sound so good. But the people who know their God shall stand firm. I believe it's time for us as a church to continue to not just grow, guys, but to take a step and say, God, we're going to be a people who are not just going to talk about it, but there's going to be actions in our steps, in our workplace. Come on, when people know that you love Jesus, they're watching you. Oh, yeah, they are. Their eyes on you. They want to know, is there going to be something really different about you? Or are you just like everybody else? How many know when Christ is in you, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is inside of you and me? And that's power, not just talk. That's power. And so I want you to close your eyes this morning. I just want to pray. And would you be so bold to ask the Lord today, if you're in a place that you know God is calling you to take some action to your steps, would you be so bold to say, God, I need that boldness to take the step I need to take. Come on, just right there in your seats. For some of us, for the first time, we're going to, man, participate and serve day. And that's going to be the flame that's going to ignite some things in your life. I just believe it. I just believe it. And so, Father, right now in Jesus' name, we just position our heart to hear from you. We want to take time right here on this Sunday morning, Lord, to hear from you and to hear what you're saying and what you're speaking to us. Because, God, our longing is that we become a people of action and a church of action that demonstrates the love of Jesus every place that we go, that we realize this is not just a Sunday thing, but it is also through the rest of the week. God, would you ignite it within us today? Would you set a fire within our hearts today to realize there are people everywhere we go that are lost and dying in their sins, and that we are called to be the hands and the feet of Jesus to help lift them out of whatever they're going through. God, would you give us that kind of godly perspective? Would you give us your heart? Come on, I dare you to ask him that. Say, God, give me your heart for people. For some of us, maybe you find it's hard to love people. Say, man, it's hard to do that. But not when you understand God's love. We love because we first were loved, 1 John tells us. And today, maybe that's a step for some of us. God, help me to love people. Come on, help me to love people wherever I go. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I'm asking, Lord, right now, move in us, God, in this church at Elevate City, that we be a people known. This church would be a church of action. And I'm asking, God, within our hearts, that you stir a fire within us and a passion and a compassion, God, for our city, that we would be witnesses here in our nation, in our world, that we wouldn't just talk about it, that we would get on our knees and pray and seek God, and then that we would go from a posture of prayer to tangibly touching people. And so, God, I'm asking that we do that today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, put that spirit, God, give us your heart, God, for people on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. Come on, and just right there where you're at, just say this: God, give me boldness. I just ask God for it. Lord, help me to be bold. Come on, in your own way, talk to him. Church, right now, just in your own way. Say, man, what are you doing? We're going to teach you how to pray here, right here in this moment. You don't have to be in private time to do that. But just in your own way, right there, just say, God, help me to be bold. Help me to take steps. Help me to be a person of action. Help me to launch that small group or launch that new business or launch that new ministry, God. And Father, and I just speak life and blessing and favor and influence on every single person as we trust you today. As we trust you today. And we just honor you here today, God. And we just give you our hearts. Say, Pastor, what are you doing? We're hearing from God. We're listening for his voice. I'm telling you, he's here in this place. God, we thank you today for every life, every person, for healing and strength in every single one of us, God. We need you. We need you. We need your presence. We need your power. We need your strength. We need your wisdom. We don't want what man has to offer. We want the presence of God, and we're hungry for it. And so, Father, we just invite you into our lives. And we just declare, God, have your way in us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We honor you, King of kings and Lord of lords. You are a great God. You're not just good. You're awesome. And your love is amazing, and we thank you for it this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want to give an opportunity if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, to make him the Lord of your life today before you leave. He loves you and I so much that he gave his life for us over 2,000 years ago. You and I were worth dying for, and I want to encourage you with every head bowed and all eyes closed. Man, if you need to make that step, maybe that's your first action step today, is receiving Christ in your life for the very first time. I want to encourage you to do it. I want to encourage you to do it. Maybe you've been far from God, not sure what's taking you away from that focus, but I want to encourage you right here today to give your life over to God. Maybe for some of us, we need to resurrender our lives to him. I want to give you an opportunity to do that. All over this place, every head bowed. And if that's you, in just a moment, I'm just going to ask you to be bold, to slip up your hand, and then you can put it right back down. Come on, all over this place, I believe there's people that need to respond to the call of taking the first action step to Jesus and making him the Lord of everything in your life. You can't do this life without Jesus. You need him. I believe he is what you've been searching for. Come on the count of three, be bold, be bold. One, two, three. All over this place, say, man, that's me. My first action step. Yeah, gotcha. Anybody else that says, that's me, that's me. Praise God, praise God. Yeah, gotcha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Proud of you guys. Proud of you guys. Come on, I want the whole worship team, come on up here. And I want us to pray. I want you to pray this with me. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. Come on, say it. I give you my life. All that I am belongs to you. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of my past. I'm made brand new today. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen, everybody.